Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Kerry and the IBI. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
Yes, indeed. We're kickstarting a brand new series here on Radio Kerry. It's called Ours to Protect. It's all about issues to do with the environment and what you can do, I suppose, and how things are going across a various different range of issues and situations with regards to it. If you have a view for us, by the way, first of all, 066-712-3666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083-300-33. As I said, this morning we're launching the series, which will be broadcast every Tuesday for the next year. Ours to Protect, it'll look at what we can do at a local level to tackle climate change and learn from those in Kerry who are leading the way in terms of reducing their carbon footprint and promoting biodiversity. Now, the series, which is led by the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee, will see 23 local and regional radio stations broadcast over 1,200 new and unique programmes over a year, all devoted to the issue of climate change and climate action. It's the largest ever radio project funded under the Sound and Vision Scheme. And to find out more, I'm joined in our Clarny studio by Sari Houlihan, who will co-produce and co-present the series along with her colleague, Sorka Burke. Sari, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
And tell me, first of all, the outline for this, I suppose, and how it's going to work.
Yeah, it's going to go out every Tuesday during Kerry Today at 10:45 a.m. And the series will look at what's being done in Kerry across the board, really, Jerry, from local government to businesses to tourism to agriculture and local organisations, say, like Transition Kerry and the Dingle Hub and, say, maybe the Mehel in Killarney that are clearing rhododendron. There's so many organisations out there doing an awful lot of positive work. And I suppose the reason we're looking at what steps you can take and looking at the pioneering work that's being done in Kerry is that I think you could get overwhelmed, Jerry, by all the negative stories.
Yeah.
Every week, you know, there's another doomsday report and why that may
and
be
huge factual. Political headlines around exactly. The rowing over all of it, and it can just wash over people's head.
It can, and I almost think sometimes, you know, you can almost be paralysed by fear. You can feel, actually, what can I do? I'm only one person and this is a huge issue. And of course we need action at all levels, at local government, at national and at European level. Of course we do, but we can also take steps ourselves, and I suppose that's what we're looking at. We're looking at what can you do in your own home, what can you do at a community level, you know, in terms of food waste, in terms of recycling, in terms of what can you do for biodiversity loss, what can farmers here in Kerry do, what can businesses do. And there's an awful lot of pioneering work being done. We'll be talking to Dini Galvin from the West Kerry Dairy Farmers SEC shortly, and you'll see here some of the things that they've been doing. They're amazing, they're so forward thinking. I know there are so many businesses here in Kerry, say like Tricell in Killarney, like Estellas in Kilorglan. There's a brewery, the Tom Crean Brewery in Kenmare, and the work that they've been doing to be sustainable, you know, the amount of solar panels Tricell has put on its roof is just colossal.
Yeah.
And I think we can all learn a bit from each other, because if we're all doing things in isolation, you don't know what's worked for that business. Whereas if they could say, look, I've tried this didn't work. But actually this is really effective for me. It saves me money, you know, which is, we have to be sustainable in that terms as well. But also, you know, it's really, really effective. I've reduced my energy consumption by so much. We can learn from each other, and I think that's really important. And I think the farming community actually do that really well. They do farmer-to-farmer learning. And, you know, there's been a pilot project in so many farms over the last few years of growing clover and multi-species sward. And then they bring in groups of farmers to see and to ask that farmer questions, you know, what worked for you? What seed do you use? You know, did it work if it was wet or dry? So you get really personal information, and you can, you know, you're not embarrassed about asking those questions. You can, you're there in a forum that's very friendly, and you know them, they're your neighbours and whatever. And I think this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to see what we can do at a local level to reduce our carbon footprint and to promote biodiversity.
Okay, so we'll be hearing those stories over the next number of weeks and months.
Every week for the next year. And actually, Jerry, what's interesting about it is this is all, or most of the local stations in the country, 23 stations. And there will be a one-stop shop for all that audio. So every single report that we do here on Radio Kerry will go out on that website. It's ourstoprotect.ie. Every report that's done in Highland FM will go on that. Everything that's done in Clare FM will go on that. So we can learn from each other, from other counties as well.
Yeah.
And I suppose there's one or two things we've been asked to mention. One is that there is a survey that's out there that we'd like to find out what people know at the moment, what kind of information they know, where they're getting that information. And we've linked that survey to our Radio Kerry Facebook page. So we're asking if anybody, look, if you have 3 minutes, could you just fill it out for us?
Yeah.
And there's also another survey that you can do, and it's the Ecological Footprint Calculator. I've done this. I don't know if you filled it out,
no.
Jerry. You fill it. You go on and you fill it out, and it just asks you a series of questions, and it tells you, you know, how hard are you on the environment in terms of
right.
resources? It's actually kind of frightening.
Well, I'm flying to America on Saturday,
not
so
great.
I'm in trouble straight away. It's for work purposes, though. It's for work purposes, so at least there's some benefit behind it, not just a holiday. But you can nuts and bolts. Your holiday, and we're not shaming people on holidays here.
No, this is personal information.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to see
no,
it.
So tell what you do and don't hold back. It's confidential, but you will be able to see for yourself, actually I'm doing great. I need to do more of that. So you'll be able to find out yourself.
It told me that we'd need 3.4 more planet Earths to continue if everybody lived as I live. And I don't think I'm particularly wasteful.
There's an admission from Sari Hulan this morning. That's the reason, a good reason. If it puts it in your head in that way, then it motivates, I suppose, change.
Yeah.
And that's the message behind it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's to see, and I could see from doing that survey that my biggest failing is the fact that I live in rural Ireland and I drive a car.
I drive everywhere. Yeah.
That's where I'm falling down.
Yeah, yeah. And there you go. That's a big part of it. All right, that's hugely interesting. We've a number of people to talk to here. We've got Alex Grassick on the line, who is Climate Change Coordinator with Kerry County Council. Mary Kiernan of Transition Kerry as well, and we'll be speaking to them in a moment. Mary, can you start, first of all, by explaining who Transition Kerry is and how broad the climate change issue is from your point of view?
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Well, Transition Kerry is part of a national and international movement, and we were formed in 2007, so we've been around for a while. It's, a passionate, energetic, committed group of individuals who are now, a team, who have been involved in education, farming, environmental work, community development, biodiversity, health and well-being, and biodiversity, to name but a few. And all of those, multiple experiences and ways of looking at the world are really valuable and helpful, I think, in terms of how we, deal with the issue of climate change. As Sari said, it's complex. It can give a feeling of overwhelm to many people and a feeling of wanting to switch off. And I think that's been very much part of what Transition Kerry has been about. It's, look at the global picture, understand it, and then look at what we can do locally. So that's very much informed us, as has another principle that we have, which is about the head, the heart, and the hands. And the head is, knowing, the best available information, then acknowledging that this is tough. It is hard, to actually think about this precious planet of ours in dangerous sort of waters, pardon the pun. And then looking at the hands, what is it we can do? And that's many different things for different people. So over the years, we have done a lot of education and awareness raising. And then we really realised that, communities needed support and need help, because doing a few sessions and then people kind of going, where do we go next? Or what do we do next? So about 4 years ago, we got funding from NEWKD Leader to run a number of programs throughout North, East, West Kerry and Tralee. And we also got some funding with from South Kerry Partnership. We applied for this funding and then ran these courses. Now, what was meant to be an 18-month program turned out to be nearly 3 years because of the pandemic. But in some ways, that was beneficial because it allowed projects. Projects are slow, things in the environment, they take time. Mm. And the other amazing thing, was that we saw just such fabulous, networks, community activists, leaders coming forward. People who just said, we're not leaders, but who really took quiet initiative in different communities all over Kerry.
And that's a key part of it, that you can get it going on the ground straight away, you can make your changes, you can get the education and you can get that message out there for people, Mary.
Yeah, and actually, you know, one of the interesting things that happened was we had a festival, a festive gathering we called it, but a really good festival last October at the end of the programme. And out of that, what emerged is we have a from the ground up network.
Yeah.
And that network of people are now active in different ways, sharing information from down there in Kenmare and Sneem, out back west in Dunquin or Dingle, North Kerry, Ballyduff. So it comprised of people, you know, from tidy towns. You know, you've Ballyduff tidy towns, you've Tralee tidy towns, you've Sneem. Then you have other kind of community development groups. Yeah.
And if it comes from there, Mary, if it comes from there, if the message of the learnings, like Sari talked about, the chats between farmers, the farm walk days, the tidy towns groups meeting up or people talking about this, then it's much more likely to spread and be accepted. Sometimes, and this happens sometimes, the message can get very preachy. You must not do this. You must not do that. You need to do this. You need to do that. And that can be a turnoff for a lot of people.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, there's a feel-good factor of being involved in doing something that is, you know, life-giving, is beneficial for the environment. And I didn't mention that, you know, there was a transition farming programme run as well with farmers all over Kerry. And I'm sure, you know, Sari has already met some of those farmers over the last year or two.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, there you're seeing really practical examples of what people can do, how things can be changed, how we can move away from the industrialised, extractive, exploitative model that isn't serving anybody. It's not serving, you know, the farmers, is not serving us as consumers. So it's having that conversation and seeing, okay, there are other ways. Look, we are hearing many, many times that we're importing most of our food, you know, and it's becoming more and more destructive of the environment, you know.
So we have to find a better way. Of trying to produce it and trying to do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Stay with me, Mary. We have Alex Grasick as well, who is Climate Change Coordinator with Kerry County Council. And Alex, look, I know this series will be of huge interest to you, but tell me about the role, your role within Kerry County Council. I know you have your own climate action plan within the council for council services, but the wider need to coordinate action within the county is part of your remit.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks for having us on. I suppose, first of all, I want to congratulate Radio Kerry in getting involved in this initiative because, you know, the challenge of climate change, we're working together, and that's going to be, you know, how we move forward with it. I suppose, from Kerry County Council's perspective, as you say, we're in the process at the moment of developing a climate action plan, and that's a statutory process. Every local authority in the country must develop a climate action plan and have it completed by the end of February 24. So that covers two issues for us, I suppose. It covers, as you said already, our internal emissions. Those also looks at our wider remit as a service provider in the broader areas outside of our own control. So how we can influence, coordinate and advocate for climate change outside of Kerry County Council's operations and the influence that we can bring to those sectors and communities and try and bring everyone together, I suppose, Gerry, moving in the one direction, you know. As you mentioned a while ago, you know, people do get a little bit overwhelmed by the challenges when they see the headlines, you know, and everyone thinks they have to buy an electric vehicle and spend a lot of money deep retrofitting their homes, you know, in a cost of living crisis. And that's not the case, you know. Like, part of our role here is to give communities a capacity to act. You know, Mary spoke about the things that people can do themselves, and that's very, very important, that people aren't overwhelmed and they can look at their everyday lives or what they're doing in business or if they're working the farms or whatever, and they can take actions themselves that won't cost a fortune to get them going and will make a difference, you know?
Yeah, of course, it certainly will. That's an important part. Sorry, that's an important part. You've got the local authority, like you're talking about 23 radio stations involved in this. There'll be, you know, 30 or so local authorities across the country that are key on the ground to making change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And look,
sorry, Alex, continue there.
Sorry.
Yes, Alex, I'll put that to you as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, Jerry. Yeah, no. Look, and from our perspective, like, you know, we buy a lot of services, so we have it. There's in terms of our own procurement and green public procurement, and that's happening, you know, and that will push, you know, service providers down the route of looking at their own operations. You know, we're regulators and we have a broader remit across society, so we can influence a lot of areas through our own actions.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Sarah.
Yeah, it's a time of change, I think, Gerry, and sometimes that can be a little bit frightening, but I think we have to embrace it. We have no choice now but to change. But I think working together on smaller projects in our own homes, we can do little bits that all adds up. And I think with the support of other people in local community groups, in local government, in whatever sector you're in, like we can learn to make those changes that can be a little bit less frightening. And I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to facilitate that information and that change.
Yeah. OK, stay with us. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk with Denis Galvin as well of the West Kerry Farmer Sustainable Energy Community as well. We'll talk more with Sari and we'll talk more about this series after we take these. Yeah, it's Ours to Protect. It's our regular series we're kicking off here on Radio Kerry every Tuesday on the programme, talking about environmental issues. We've got Sari Houlihan, who is one of the people behind the series for us here in Radio Kerry, as well as Sarka Burke, and we've a number of different people we've been talking to. We've Alex Grassick from Kerry County Council, Mary Kieran of Transition Kerry, and we've Denis Galvin of West Kerry Farmers Sustainable Energy Community. And Denis, to you I go next. Look, very important, we were just hearing a promo there for Sari's programme AgriTime, talking about how people are disassociated now from their food. They don't understand where it comes from in the modern world. It's about finding out everything like that and how things work and maybe how things need to change, which you've already started, I know, in your sustainable energy community.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning, everyone. Yes, indeed. Yeah, you know, we brought a group of dairy farmers together to look at energy conservation and renewables and what we could do in that area. We went out to tender to 11 PV electric companies the other day for a quote for about 65 sets of PV panels for 65 farmers. So we're waiting on news from that. Yes, our food, you know, our food is very important to us and how it's produced. I've been abroad over the years. I've seen milk from dairy herds of 4,000 cows that were indoors 24/7. Fabulous looking animals, but, you know, the milk coming out the other end to me wasn't nothing compared to what we have in West Kerry, or we have nationally, to be honest about it, because we're grass-based and it's a very, very natural product. Yeah, there's quite a lot more happening. There's a tourism and hospitality SCC. There's a couple of fabulous people working on that. I drop in and drop out at different points. We have just have so much going on.
Yeah.
We've also been chosen as the decarbonisation zone for the county council for the next county development plan. And we met with Alex and a group from the county council last Thursday back in the Uteros, and they're very open to any of our ideas.
Yeah. And look, even we have quite a lot of... Denis, like the 65 farmers coming together to group buy solar panels, that's an example, I suppose, instead of everyone individually going off doing it themselves.
It is indeed, yeah. And, you know, we did an energy master plan through the SCAI, so we have our results from that, which, you know, low-hanging fruit. Energy conservation first, of course. But look, with the cost of electricity and everything, farmers are quite big users, dairy farmers especially are quite big users of electricity. So a TAMS grant has been introduced as well, you know, with the last few months. So we're in a great place here. We really are. And it's better to go together than individually, because one company will play you off the other. And there's so many different types of panels, different types of guarantees. Where we are back here, the salt could attack the mountings on the roofs under the panels due to the salt. There's just so much to be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that the farmers will step up to the mark. I suppose, look, we're feeling very... it does a lot of heavy-handed stuff being forced on us, and I think it's wrong. But look, we'll have to put our heads down and try and move forward.
Yeah, and sorry, that's an example there, Denis, and his organisation, example of, I suppose, what can be done by collectively coming together and making changes.
Yeah, they're just so positive, Gerry. You know, I've dealt with Dini and some of the farmers back there over the last year and a half on AgriTime, and I've seen the work that they're doing from those solar PV panels that Dini's talking about. They were also involved, 30 farmers, I think, on the Plutus project, where they used smart technology to see, you know, could they reduce emissions on the farm? And Dini will tell you a lot more about that now than me, but it was successful. They did find that there was a lot of savings to be made in terms of fertiliser use and in terms of grass management and how long you've the cows out. So the longer you've them out in the fields, then, you know, the less emissions, it's better. They've done several other, they're working on developing an anaerobic digester. And, you know, I spoke to somebody on AgriTime recently from Gas Networks Ireland about the potential of biomethane gas. Like, it's exactly the same system. You don't have to change any of our gas networks in Ireland to use biomethane gas. And it has enormous potential. Like, every this man from Padraig Fleming was his name, from Gas Networks Ireland, said, you know, we could have two big anaerobic digesters in every county in Ireland, and we're talking about a circular bioeconomy just there. Like, there is an awful lot of ideas out there. We just need, and the farmers in Dingle have been pursuing them, we just need to fight for them.
To apply them.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are those some of the stories that we're going to be hearing now over the next year?
This is what we're going to be focusing on, what we can do. What are the positive steps we can take?
Yeah.
I think Mary will talk to you about this. They are looking in Transition Kerry at tackling food waste, a huge issue in every household in Kerry. And it's so wasteful. The amount of resources that goes into, you know, producing food, it's enormous. And from just manual labour to electricity, there is so much we can do. So these are the stories we'll be looking at.
Yeah, there certainly are. A couple of comments coming into us here. A listener says, a neighbouring farmer knocked some ditches in his land to create one big field, which resulted in a neighbouring house getting flooded during a heavy rain last spring. This occurrence hadn't happened for 30 years, as ditches always provide a degree of drainage. And that's an example, I suppose, of the local knowledge on the ground, or the environmental knowledge that would protect things and stop things happening. That's in the context of the great re-wetting debate that we're having. Caller says, doesn't make sense to close Bord na Mona in Port Pete from foreign countries and climate change and the wetting of lands. Again, that's the political side of it, and this debate that can overwhelm a lot of people, sorry. But if you get to the nuts and bolts of things, how it works for your individual farm, and mistakes will be made, maybe that ditch being removed was a mistake. It was done with probably the best will in the world to increase productivity. But the more talking you have, the less preaching, I suppose, the better.
Yeah, that's the key thing. Like, people have tried things with growing clover. They've tried all different methods of seeding it. Some worked, some didn't. But by allowing a few farmers to trial it, and everybody else coming along then and having a chat, they could say, look, I tried that. It absolutely didn't work. Try this. This worked for me. This was effective. Don't sow at this time of year because it's too wet or it's too dry or whatever. But, you know, you can learn from other people. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to share the information.
Yeah. Mary Kiernan with us as well. Mary, finally to you on this. Look, this series will be very important for a lot of people, I know, because some people are just have shied away from it. Some people are afraid of it. But change is coming. Whatever way it's done, it's very important to manage properly, and that it's fair on everybody, including farmers, householders, businesses and all of that, but that people really do need to engage.
Yeah.
Because it is coming. It will be changed for you if you don't change it yourself the way you want to change it or get involved in the debate.
Yeah, and I think you're mentioning something quite important there, you know, this idea of the just transition. You know, it's bringing everybody. It's known now that inequality is one of the biggest prohibitors of making these huge transitions and transformations that are needed. So we do have to tackle, you know, the issues of inequality and poverty. But I suppose, just mentioning a couple of other things that, you know, and people have places to go and see these things in action, you know, in communities, you know, where making small habitats, you know, whether it's the ponds, the hedges and so on, and seeing them working really helps to inspire people, and people can now connect in with lots of different groups in their own communities. The Voice project that Sari mentioned, that's going to be starting from August. There'll be a worker 2 days a week working in Tralee, Kerry, around developing a toolkit around food waste. This is a project that's in collaboration with Voice and Transition Kerry. And I suppose even just to mention one other thing that took place there recently and was really heartening and inspiring is, again, where we do a lot of collaboration with Tralee Bay Wetlands, and then with the Tidy Towns, the County Council, and From the Ground Up, an event took place where we really looked to see how we would manage areas for biodiversity better. And that was really good because you'd see workers, you had all the different groups coming together, looking at this in a kind of a positive, what can we do? Which I think goes back to your title there, you know, what was it again? Ours to protect.
Perfect. Listen, we're going to leave it there. We're out of time. My thanks to Sari Houlihan. We'll hear more about this next Tuesday, of course, when the series gets underway. My thanks to Alex Grasek, to Dinny Galvin as well, and to Sari for talking to us in the programme this morning. Ours to Protect is the website, ourstoprotect.ie website. Check it out. All the audio will be there from the series from right across the country, so we can learn from each other.